Sagt der Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Makis? Perigimel Mishnah Tess. So we mentioned before Kalayim. Kalayim is in Yisrael, you have two things that are perfectly permissible, but when you put them together, it becomes Aser. Now there are three examples of Kalayim in the Torah. Do you know what they are? One is what we spoke about earlier, wool and linen together. Another type of Kalayim would be mixing seeds together when you're planting them. And another type of Kalayim, the third type would be working with different types of animals, like plowing with an axe and a donkey together. One of the reasons you're not allowed to do it, they bring down the reason, is because an axe and a donkey don't work with the same kayach, same speed, same way. Each one has to try to catch up with the other one. That's a terrible tsar. It's like a tsar balei chayim. But either way, whatever the reason, so that's another type of climb. Plowing with animals together. There's the famous story that the Chassam Sofer was traveling with his Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler. They got stuck in the snow, and the wagon driver went to get help, and he came back with two oxen to help pull the wagon. And he connected it, he hitched it to the wagon that already had horses hitched to it. And Rav Nosson Adler jumped off the wagon and started to dance in the snow. Dancing in the snow? Why? He said, this is the first time in my life I was zechet to fulfill this mitzvah, not being on the wagon by two different types of animals. Okay, Zokdar Mishnah. Yesh Choyrish, there's a case where a person can plow, telem echad, telem is like a row, a groove. He's plowing one line because you plow in lines. B'chayiv olav mishum shmoina lavin. And plowing this one shura, he managed to get in eight aveiros. And he was warned for all of them. So he's going to get malchus eight times for one act. Okay, what are the eight aveiros? Hachoydish b'shavach amar, he's plowing using an axe and a donkey to pull the plow together. We said that's one of the types of klayim. You can't plow with two different species. V'hein mikdashim. In this case, the axe and the donkey were both hegdish. Now that I use hegdish. And b'klayim b'kerem. And he's planting klayim of a vineyard. In other words, as he's plowing, he's pushing earth to the side, covering wheat, barley, and grape seeds. These seeds were lying together on the ground, and the plow moved the earth on top of them. Wait a second. The Batanura asks, but the person who's plowing didn't put the seeds in the ground. It doesn't make a difference. He's over the Yisr of Kalayakere by covering them with earth. That's a kind of planting that allows for the seeds to grow. The Rambam, says the Batanura, counts Kalayim Bekerem as two lavin. One lav, because of Klay Zroim. In other words, he's mixing two types of seeds, which is wheat and barley, and one because of Klai Akerem, because there's grapes here as well. Wait a second, so according to the Rambam, there's nine of theirs, not eight. The answer is, says the Batanura, we're counting the fact that the shor was hegdish and the chamor was hegdish as two different lavim. The Rambam counts that as one. No, there was one lav of being over hegdish. Viter says the Mishnah Bashvias, and it was during a Shemitah year. You can't plant on Shemitah. You're not allowed to plant during Shemitah. The Yomtiv, and it also happens to be Yomtiv. The Kohen v'Nazir b'beis hatum. And add to that he's both a Kohen and a Nazir. In other words, he's a Kohen who was mekabel upon himself to become a Nazir. And he's b'beis hatumah. He's in a place where there is tumah from a mace, like he's in a cemetery. So he's over the surim of being a Kohen and a Nazir. So the Mishnah Vayter, Chananya ben Chachinai Yomer, Chananya ben Chachinai says, you can add a ninth lav. Let's say he's doing all of this while wearing shatnas as he's plowing. But the Chachamim said to Chananya, Eina Yashem. That is, so it doesn't really count over here. Because wearing shatnas has nothing to do with the plowing. We're talking about the amount of Isurim could be over through plowing. To which Chananya answered, Chananya said to them, Hashem, the fact that he's a Nazir and he's becoming Tamei, that doesn't either have to do anything directly with the plowing. So if you're including the fact that he's a Nazir, why can't you add a lav of that he's wearing shatnas? But the Tanakhama holds that you can't plow with axe unless you're walking along and guiding them. So therefore, the Nazir coming into the cemetery is directly connected to the plowing. Okay, So the Mishnah told us it's possible to be over 8 lavim, plowing one line. What are the 8 lavim? Plowing with a shor and a chamar. So you're violating the Isra of Kalayim, of shor and chamar. They're hegdish. The shor is hegdish and the chamar is hegdish. Each one is a separate lav, so we're up to 3. It's Kalayim Bekerem, that's 4. It's the Shemitah year, that's 5. It's on Yom Tov, that's 6. He's a Kayin who can't be in a place that's tummy, and a Nazir who can't be in a place that's tummy. Those are 7 and 8. According to the Rambam, Biklayim Bekerem is 2 lavim. One is a lav of Klai Zroim, mixing wheat and barley together. And the other is mixing them with grapes, grape seeds. The reason the Rambam still only has 8 and not 9 is because he counts the fact that the Shor and the Chamor were Hegdish as 1, not 2. Chanina v'Chachinai wanted to add a 9th one, and that is he was wearing Shatnes as he was plowing. The Chachamim said, but that's not really part of the plowing. Chanina v'Chachinai answered, neither is the fact that he's a Nazir. But the Chachamim hold, look, in order to plow, you have to walk along with the animal. So the Mela, that he's a Nazir coming into the cemetery to plow, that is included.